Celebrate.
Good morning, honorable members.
Morning.
I think everybody received the package of minutes and the report. We're not going to be very long in this meeting. The only stuff is to adopt the minutes. It's so fortunate because we will send this notice before the chief said she will not, this committee staff, whatever, Mr. Dow, they will not approve the meeting for the adoption of minutes. It's so fortunate because they said that in the workshop we have already done it, but it's good because we have been so long not to adopt the minutes. That's because of the quorum. I understand that the members been out for oversight and the others, and we've got a problem of membership. But now, today, at least I'm glad it's the first day, and the members are supposed to go from workshop to home, but they said that's because of the commitment to come and for the minutes. Thank you for that, Honorable West, to come only for the minutes, and also Honorable Sibir and Makubela. I think that the Honorable Mkoro and Honorable Sibande, they are the ANC members, they're supposed to take the lead, to show the people how to lead. So thank you very much, Honorable West. Please to honor yesterday, because I've got another commitment. In fact, no, just to approve these minutes. I will not take long, so I'll please the members not to take long. Thank you very much for that. And those that I'm just welcoming you all. I think Honorable Makubela has been out for a long time. I will miss him for about 2 weeks, and Honorable West. And also, honor, in fact, everybody, but thank you for that. Let's welcome the fact that we have managed to do the World Cup. We have done it very well in South Africa. At least everybody is so excited, isn't it? Even the cards have also some stickers to show that at least that thing put us some big vibes. Thank you very much. Now let's go back to the agenda of the day of the 5th of August. As I said, that it is only the adoption of the minutes. Let's go straight to the minutes of the 26th of May, where Honorable Kukani was successful, West was there, Martha has not in, Sibande was there, and also Honorable Mkoro for some apologies. Let's check on page 1. The spelling and the other things. Page 2. Must also check the tense. Can I move? On page 3. Page 4. On page 5. The last page 6. Okay, another one.
finished, it's right at the end here, the last line, 27, bullet number 27, the bottom says there, felt that they required more time to make comments.
On page?
Page 6.
Oh.
So it'll be page 6.
Oh, 27, yeah? Yes.
Number 27, it said to make comments before considerating. That's considering, ING.
Oh.
Is it any mistake I can
okay.
find in this report? Thanks, Jeff.
Okay. Is there any more, huh? Or if we have
no, no, no. Before, then, on page 5.
Page 5.
A certain paragraph from the end.
Yes.
Just the sentence, I don't know what I'm capturing. Yeah.
Can you read it for us?
Yeah, the department
your mind?
Indicated that the small-scale fishing policy task was made up of individuals from the subsistence fishing communities, stating that the workshop held in May 2010 was their idea. And she wanted to keep it their idea.
Their idea,
yeah.
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 Thank you very much.
Right.
Is there any more?
I move adoption, Chair.
With correction.
Thank you. Sorry, let me.
Yeah, your mind is
Yeah, comment Chair, thank you very much. I move for the adoption of the minutes of the 21st of May 2010 with correction. Thank you very much.
Any second?
21st, yeah, sorry.
Okay.
I second that, Chair, with correction, thanks.
Thank you very much for the minutes. Thank you very much. So we move for this adoption of the minutes with correction. The other set of this is a report where the committee took an oversight trip to Eastern Cape to Intergayetu. This report is long overdue to us. I think we said in the last meeting that we must have some additions for any, but we gave the members long ago with this. So I don't know whether the members have read the report. So if they read the report, is there any amendments in the report or any additions?
Yeah.
Okay, Honorable Makubele followed by Honorable West.
On page 9
of the report.
Yes, of the report.
Yes.
Bullet number 1-2. Under the recommendations from appointed by the committee. They are saying, consider it as a responsibility to investigate what has happened. So the application of the, what I'm saying here, just because the
issue of a police station is a long-term issue. Presently, what is being done in order to remedy the situation? Because if the thing is, or if it is the issue of security, and the risk associated with the project, we need to have an immediate attention.
Mm-hmm.
And then number, what is that, the other one, page 11.
Page 11.
Uh-huh. Here I can see that the department should present the report to the committee in parliament so that the minister can be engaged. There is no time frame there for the report. Otherwise, it will be just an open end. Thanks.
Okay.
Thanks, Chair. Just a few things that might be a printing mistake. I don't know. Page 6.
Page 6.
Page 6, 3.2.3. This is the water supply of the irrigation scheme comes from the Lubisi Dam, and the scheme is currently producing the cern. Then it is maize, and then it says abbage. I take it as cabbage.
Yeah.
My tea hasn't come out yet. And the other one it says
soya
beans. I take it as soya beans. they can just be rectified there. And then the chair on page 8.
Page 8.
3.4.5 is just a T missing where it says the lack of proper fencing is the lack. Obviously, there's a T missing there. That's all that I can find at the moment. Thank you.
Thank you. Another book,
Oh, one of them. I was scared. Surma. But you know, maybe if I can have a clarity on what was raised by Honorable Member Makubela in what you read on page 9 about this recommendation. I don't know whether it's matters arising or what's correcting, whatever. Because to me, this sentence is straight and full.
Mm.
That's what was recommended.
Mm.
Maybe if it's any addition, I assume maybe he was making an addition that for the meantime, what is being implemented as part of the recommendation.
Mm.
But I see no logic linking what he raised with this.
Mm. Okay.
I'm subject for correction.
Okay. So is there anyone?
Yes, I wanted just to we are saying there is a problem presently for security issues.
Mm-hmm.
Presently. Now, if we wait the building of the police station, meanwhile, what will be happening? Things will be missing. That is my point. How can we rephrase it? Meanwhile, the application of the police station is going on, but the security issue. That was my argument.
Thank you. I think, Honorable Swale, when I said the addition, whatever, I think the time to add was in the recommendation.
Mm.
I said there is something that could be in place. Is there anyone? Okay. I think let's move. Who's going to move for the adoption with the corrections and the amendments of the report?
Chair, I will move for the adoption of the report with any alterations or amendments. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
I support the recommendation from the chair. And I must.
Your mic.
Yeah.
I support the proposal. Chair, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Honorable Members. I'm just saying, I have a consultative committee. You know your things, man. Don't say that you think you know what Thank you. Thank you very much. I think now we're going to make this a report in.
I don't take it back to the minutes, but there is some commitment made in these minutes by the department.
Mm-hmm.
And we will appreciate the fact that when the documentation is received to be circulated to us as well.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one which I want to request the person is that I would like to have a copy of our program of the year, because some of the issues which agreed
okay.
in our planning, it was to go to these communities. So I would just want to check how far we are.
Chair, I'm very much impressed by the recommendation from the report that goes to various departments. And I think those recommendations are relevant, positive, and we as a committee need to see attention being paid by departments on these recommendations. And I am suggesting, and I wanted to go into a minute, that we now as a committee, as we know, we have opened our mind about what is going on in these regions that we visited. We do a follow-up visit and check
actually what is going on in terms of the recommendations.
Okay. Thank you, Honourable Men, for our report to commit to take it up and take it to see that I seriously. Thank you very much. And let me welcome the Honourable Makala, the House Chairperson of thank you. Late arrival. Let's go to the committee report of the Select Committee on Land and Environmental Affairs on Agreement and Requirements for Wine Labeling of the World Wine Trade Group, dated 6 August 2010. So the first one, are the same? Two different things. I must raise this to know where I am. I think we had that meeting, and we were very few on that meeting. But just to the committee, we're supposed to sign this on that data report on that day, just because we had the quorum by that time. Who said we must serve it until today. So let me read this. This is Select Committee on Land and Environmental Health and considered the request for approval by Parliament of the Agreement on Requirements of Wine Labeling of the World Wine Trade Group. Ground rules first must be off. Sorry, Honourable Oro. Wine Trade Group referred to it. Recommend that the Council, in terms of Section 23.1, Subsection 2 of the Constitution, approve the said agreement. A report to be considered. That is dated 20th of July. There's a report on the 20th of July. Honorable Mahoro was there. Honorable Honest. Can we move? Yeah.
Thank you, Chair. I move for the adoption of the minutes.
The only thing, the last line, it must say the acronym. The acronym. The S to be deleted in the
yes.
Yeah. Okay. Can I say? Mover?
Any second? I want to second the mover of the.
Okay. All right. And also the second one is the same. The acronym also says that S should be deleted in the last sentence. Is there any mover on the second one?
It's not the same one.
Yeah, but we're not, but must adopt both.
Both of them?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So then I move for the adoption of the agreement.
Thank you.
I do support. I do support the move by Chair. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We are coming now to the last set of the minutes. We're moving now.
Mm.
The minutes of the 20th of July, briefing by the Department of Agriculture on the agreement on mutual acceptance. Let's start on page 1. And the spelling and the provinces. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. last one, page 5. Oh, sorry. Is there any more left?
I want more television.
Okay.
For the approval of the
Okay,
thank minute. You very much. Yes. Is there any seven left? No, it was not there. You are there. All right. Chair, thank you very much. I do second the mover for the adoption of the minute.
Thank you very much, honorable members. I think now we've come to the end of our meeting. on my closing remarks, we have supposed to took an hour study tour in the last 2 weeks, but it's so unfortunate that our application didn't come to us to say that you must go for the approval, whatever. But we've tried again to launch another application for this, because we've all agreed that you must go to China to get but we've all agreed on that, but we don't know now. In fact, my committee secretary told us that it's approved, but for the changes of dates now, because we're supposed to go last week, we're supposed to be last week, but now we must check the dates when must, because there's also a provincial week that is coming, and there's also a research that is coming, but we are forced that at least we must go by September, on the date of September. And the other thing, we're waiting for the allocation of the members, how many members must go, because that's very critical to the allocation. But be that, I'll inform the committee about everything for the study tour. And the other thing, before I see your hands, other things we must be able as committee to take a lot of oversight now, because our committee is in the priority. There are so many things that are happening outside that they were not supposed to even. I've talked to my committee secretary, but if we need a push, that we must have a meeting outside. When we're in the oversight, we can call the department in the place where we are and have that meeting on that side. We're not supposed to stay here, no more to stay in these buildings of parliament. People are suffering outside. They want us, there's no water, there's no land, there's no fences, there's nothing. So our committee is it's a huge committee that we must go out. So I appeal to the committee, to the members, that they must take that call to go outside to check what is happening outside. Honorable, all right, see you again.
Yes, Chair, thank you very much. I was just in addition to what you just said, also request, especially our secretary, that we have a management committee meeting as soon as it is possible, so that we can look at what are the areas that are behind seriously, so that we can give attention to that. The other thing, Chair, is the issue of the date, as you said, for overseas visit that has to be in September. I just want to warn that whatever date is looked at, it should not coincide with the NGC, which is from the 20th to the 24th of September.
Okay, no, I think we'll take it, but we'll make a plan that we must go before those days. But we are not going to touch also that our process time.
Thank you.
We can take one day, but not Honorable Panel.
Thank you, ma'am. Just a comment. I was triggered by your some of your input about the comments about this committee. You see, this committee, I think it is a backbone of our life because it involves the environment as well. To an extent, we're all aware about the global warming and the consequences. Therefore, I think I support your sentiments to say that something must be done. But to us, I think sometimes it's unfortunate because they are coinciding. But if it was my wish, really, what you are saying is very honest. Very, very honest. For an example, we somewhere, somehow, you can, there is this mushrooming of mines, whatever, which is polluting, affecting the water, running of water. Fishes are dying, and some of its species are dying, seriously so. But if we are hands-on, maybe some of these activities can be reduced, because there are rules and regulations concerning these companies who are mining that they must follow. Some of them they don't follow, because there is no proper monitoring. If we're monitoring properly, I think something can be done. See, that is my comment, because of what you have raised, very much important. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. Thank you, Chairperson. I apologize for coming from another meeting that started earlier.
This is the lie.
Chairperson, I also thank you for your comments, your last comments, advising us of what is happening. Chairperson, I want to comment about this committee of yours. We are saying this is the backbone of our life. But Chairperson, now we depend on you as this committee. If we want to go to for oversight work, we must go for oversight as a committee. We depend on the Chairperson. You must be, because it is said that the Committee for Land and Environment is going for oversight, not certain individuals. I'm saying, Chairperson, you can be very glad if you can be firm, so that as a committee we must do our work as a collective, not as individuals.
Okay. Another question?
Yeah, thank you, Chair. You know, talking about environment, depending on veteran, he's a veteran, I'm according to him, but I have accepted that. Chair, I have come across reading in the newspapers or from the media exactly what Comrade Sibanda is saying. The mining operation is busy polluting the water, especially the river water, whereby on the downstream of the river, other people are drinking those water, they are using that water for their own domestic affairs without being purified, taking it raw from the river. On that score, my suggestion would be our researchers. Do we have a researcher?
Not yet.
We don't.
Not yet.
Now that is an omission, a serious omission. But however, whoever is in a position, I would like the chair to ask somebody to inquire from the Northern Cape government, that is the provincial government, whichever department is in charge with environment, with
issues on the ground, to investigate or to write a letter and ask them to supply us with the information. Let's say the Vaal River water is being polluted by the mining operation in Mpumalanga, especially the mining operation in Mpumalanga. We discovered, no, I remember it was not from the newspapers, it was from the visit we had last year, the oversight visit we had last year, which is actually, as a result of that pollution, devastate all the agricultural schemes that are down the river, along the river in the Northern Cape. Somebody must just do that investigation for the Northern Cape government to supply us with the information to the effect of how the mining operation in what do you call it? Mpumalanga affect the downstream of the Vaal River.
thank you, honorable members. I think now we're just airing ourselves. And we have got a trip that has been approved to KZN. Not yet approved, it's still on the town's table. But yesterday she promised me that she's going to sign it, but it's from the 30th to the 30th of September, 30th of August to the 30th of September if it's approved. But we're going to push because we are supposed to go to KZN long ago, but we didn't. Then also I received a call yesterday from Mfika Yethu Municipality. They wanted to invite us as a committee to go to Lubisi Dam. Those people that were going there, noticed that there were some projects that were built in there, the hall and other things. They are also going to open a shed. So they want to invite us to that opening. So I said to them, they must send an invitation to us and check the date. We will attend. If we must try to split ourselves. If there are some things that is clashed, at least two members must go, the others must go to others. That's to cover all those things, you know. We are so few, we must try to split ourselves to cover all the things that is necessary for the government. Thank you very much, honorable members. The meeting has been come to the end. The ANC members must left behind.
The what?
ANC members.
I'm going to go to the next one.